J is for Judgment by Sue Grafton. Copyright 1993 by Sue Grafton. This recording of the full-length reading of J is for Judgment was published by arrangement with Sue Grafton, care of the Aaron M. Priest Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Mary Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. On the face of it, you wouldn't think there was any connection between the murder of a dead man and the events that changed my perceptions about my life. In truth, the facts about Wendell Jaffe had nothing to do with my family history. But murder is seldom tidy, and no one ever said revelations operate in a straight line. It was my investigation into the dead man's past that triggered the inquiry into my own, and in the end, the two stories became difficult to separate. The hard thing about death is that nothing ever changes. The hard thing about life is that nothing stays the same. It began with a phone call. Not to me, but to Mac Voorhees, one of the vice presidents at California Fidelity Insurance, for whom I once worked. My name is Kinsey Milhone. I'm a licensed California private investigator working out of Santa Teresa, which is 95 miles north of Los Angeles. My association with CF Insurance had been terminated the previous December, and I hadn't had much occasion to return to 903 State. For the past 7 months, I'd been leasing office space from the law firm of Kingman and Dives.